Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. On Friday, March the 3rd, 2006, we had the privilege of receiving Pope Benedict XVI here at the radio, 75 years after it was founded by one of his predecessors to the See of Peter, Pius XI. To mark the anniversary of this special visit, I'd like to step back in time for a moment to February 1931, when our radio station was inaugurated. I do this by taking a look at that first historical papal speech over the microphones of Vatican Radio, delivered, as was the custom at the beginning of the 20th century, in Latin, the universal language of the Catholic Church. I do this by turning to Pope Benedict's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Father, as you know, our radio station was founded by Pius XI on the 12th of February 1931. Right. I had a little bit of trouble finding the Pope's first speech on our radio station, which was in Latin. I've had a little bit of trouble finding the Latin version. Not in sound, but the actual text itself. What I found really interesting about this speech is how it's divided into categories. Basically, the Pope is speaking to all kinds of different categories. He starts by addressing creation, no?
Yeah.
He says,
"Deus Christus imperat," which is still, you know, the theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the first words that were transmitted.
Christus vincit, Christus regnat.
Christus imperat. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This was when talks were for a wireless. And how do you translate the word wireless?
Sine filis.
So why do we call it radio then?
Well, radiare is to, like, on the spokes of a wheel. You know, that's radiare. Radii are the spokes of a wheel. So to send out a message like the spokes on a wheel is to radiate. It's all Latin.
The text of the first radio message, I've been told, was written in Latin by Pope Pius XI himself. Is that possible, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, certainly.
And he said, "Listen, O heavens, to that which I say. Listen, O earth. Listen to the words which come from my mouth." Is that what he said?
Where the heavens, where the heavens? Audite hic omnes gentes, all you people, listen to these things. With ears, perceive all of you people who are dwelling on this earth. Ah, together, all together, the rich and the poor, may you and the islands hear, and people pay attention from far away. Oh, it's glorious. I don't know where you got the heavens from, but that's all right.
The passage we always hear, and when we use the first broadcast, we always use the first words, "Qui arcano de consilio." What does all that mean? "Qui arcano de
consilio." We who, by a secret plan of God, succedimus,
in loco,
follow up in the place of the Prince of the Apostles. Got the idea?
Yeah. Eorum nempe quorum doctrina.
Namely, of those apostles whose teaching and preaching by divine command has been destined to all peoples and to all creation. Oh, it's glorious.
So,
and we who are...
Et predicatio, so we said, eorum nempe quorum doctrina.
Yes, and of those people, namely, whose teaching and preaching...
Et by predicatio.
By divine command, iussu divino, destinata est, has been destined to all peoples and to all creation.
Ad omnes gentes et ad omnem creaturam.
Oh... And he's going on with the radio. And we who first, in the very place, are able to enjoy Ope, okay, Mira Sane Ope Marconiana.
Mira Sane Ope Marconiana.
And by this marvelous Marconian help. That's the radio.
Which word is
well,
it?
Well, ope, with the resources of the radio.
Ad omnia et ad omnes primo nos convert.
Okay, we turn ourselves to all things and to all people first.
Ad omnia et ad omnes primo.
Hic et infra, here and below, I don't know, the sacred text helping us. We say, ah, here you are. Oh, heavens, listen to the things which I say. Mm. And let the earth hear the words of my mouth. Mm. Oh, glorious.
How does this Latin compare to today's Latin?
Would you... this is much better than ours.
You wouldn't translate like this, would you?
No, because he wrote in Latin. Now we're translating. We are translating from another language into Latin, and this is artificial. This is real.
Pope Pius XI speaks about the Ope Marconiana, the work of Marconi, in other words, the radio.
Yes.
Marconi spoke in Italian.
Yes, yes, yes. But he says, we are able to enjoy and to use, of course, the marvelous help of Marconi.
Mm. Because Marconi spoke before the Pope, no? And he said...
I don't know. I don't know the story, really.
He said, I have the highest honor of announcing that in only a matter of seconds, the Supreme Pontiff, Pope Pius XI, will inaugurate the radio station of the Vatican City State.
Oh, how exciting.
The electric radio waves will transport to all the world his words of peace and blessing.
Marvelous, marvelous. Good, good, good.
How'd you say all that in Latin?
Mi sumo honori est annunciare paucissimis omnino momentis pontificem supremum pium undecimum inauguraturum esse stationem radiophonicam urbis Vaticanae. It's glorious.
And that's all for now, although we will be coming back to that speech in the next few weeks with our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, the Pope's own Latinist.
Well, thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.